The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
For as long as I can remember, people have been given out about the state of O'Connell Street in Dublin. There it is. It's our capital city. It is designated as the main street in the city. It's fantastically wide. It should be a boulevard like you'd get in Paris. And yet everyone cribs about, well, all sorts of social problems on the street, down to drug dealing, homelessness. Also the fact that so much of it is vacant and derelict. That is not something that we can actually say to our tourists here, go there, be proud of it. This is the home of the 1916 rebellion. You should see this as an essential part of Dublin. Even after some of the many improvements that have been made on the street, particularly the plaza outside the GPO. So what more can be done to make us all proud of O'Connell Street? I want to start with Sinead Connolly, who is the chairwoman of the O'Connell Street Revival Society. How are you?
How are you?
Now, tell us a little bit about what's involved in this Revival Society. Why are you involved in it?
Well, we began it just over a year ago as a voluntary group, and it gained momentum mainly on social media, on Facebook. And through social media, we came up with ideas ourselves, and we also were able to garner ideas from the general public with regard to what they wanted. And a number of these proposals would overlap, I suppose. And then I have to take exception as well with the fact that you say the state of O'Connell Street. And I know that very many people use that expression. I would like to think of it, and the society would like to think of it, as the current state, because it hasn't always been like that. It has been an amazing place to go in the past. It still is a beautiful street, and it really reached its heyday in the 60s and 70s when there was allegedly hardly any money in Ireland.
A lifetime ago, though, Sinead.
Exactly, a lifetime ago. But, you know, it has had the capacity to reinvent itself. It was practically destroyed during the 1916 Rising and managed to, you know, come up with beautiful buildings, even in the wake of the 1916 Rising and after we had established the state when we had hardly any money either. So I would like to think of it as the current state rather than it's a temporary state, not a permanent state.
But it's a temporary state. So since I moved to Dublin 30 years ago, I can remember always that mm-hmm. an air sometimes of menace, depending on what mm-hmm. time you're there. And I used mm-hmm. to work on Middle Abbey Street, so I know what it was like in yeah. the area many nights. You would have, I mean, the shops, it's just full of burger joints and mm-hmm. pound stores and convenience stores, rather than having the type of places that a lot of people want to go into, particularly if they were tourists. You have derelict sites all over the place. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look like the main street of your capital city. And for all the things like putting this the spire in, are doing up the GPO. They've done a magnificent job, the GPO. I thought maybe with the 2016 Rising commemorations, there would be an improvement. But where's it gone since then?
Well, we in the O'Connell Street Revival Society, we've come up with a number of proposals and they're all very simple. And again, there are our own ideas and also those of members of the public. Things that don't even cost money, such as the installation of seating, because if you walk from one end of O'Connell Street to another, there are hardly any public seats. So that would encourage people to linger rather than just keep the head down and keep walking.
Who would encourage to linger, though? That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, we would like to remain optimistic and think that it would be a bit like that lovely bronze sculpture at Liffey at the Halfpenny Bridge there, where the two ladies are taking a rest with their shopping bags at their feet, that it would be that kind of lingering that would go on, just people taking the weight off their feet.
OK, Eddie Shanahan, you're a retail and branding consultant. And could the O'Connell Street, I know Henry Street is a very busy shopping area. We have Grafton Street in the south side of the city and lots of other shopping centres and everything. Is there any potential for O'Connell Street as a shopping destination where at least the shops look better, ground floor level, it would create an air of more prosperity?
I think we have to consider people and proper planning first. Like, people and proper planning, not Prada, make for a vibrant city, you know, in the first instance. So to pick up where Sinead left off there, yes, we should respect the past, but we have to live in the present and plan for the future. So that means taking a holistic approach of bringing people like the council, the Garda, the transport authority, the traders, the citizens and the visitors together. And we have to ask ourselves, who are the people who live, work, trade and visit the city? And how do we design a response to their lifestyles and their subcultures? And it's about putting people at the centre of it. And to be fair to Sinead, that's what they've done. They've gone out and they've had a, maybe it's a small consultation, but it's on Facebook. They're trying to respond to what people are saying to them. And then we need to organise those responses. And I agree with you with regard to the menace there. We have to take away that so we improve the reputation of the city. But we seem to be doing it piecemeal up to this. And some developers came into the city, tried to make a quick buck, ran away. Then we built the spire. Then we did up the GPO. Then we put in the plaza. But we didn't tackle it as an overall response to the problems. And we didn't come up with a design that respected the social aspect of that great boulevard and the potential for building a community there that isn't just on the north side of the city, but actually informs our view of the whole city.
Yeah, as a main street of the capital city, yes, not just for the north side. OK, Frank MacDonald is with us as well on the phone, the former environment editor of the Irish Times. What would you see as the shortcomings at present on O'Connell Street, and which ones do you think should take priority to be rectified?
Well, I think Matt, that the biggest problem is at street level. I mean, you mentioned the profusion of, you know, fast food joints and other such facilities as being not exactly the best possible combination of uses that you'd like to have at street level. But if you look above that, you know, there is a great grandeur in the street, and we owe that to, you know, some of the people in the past, like Horace Tennyson O'Rourke, the city architect in the 1920s, who designed the new O'Connell Street after the devastation caused not only by the 1916 rising and the Helga in the Liffey shelling the street from the river, but also by the Civil War in 1922-23 when irregulars had occupied a whole lot of buildings on the east side of the street, and that resulted in substantial destruction as well. So, you know, we're lucky to have a great neoclassical boulevard in the centre of Dublin, and it's not just Dublin's main street and has been for years and years, but it's also Ireland's main street, and its fate really reflects the kind of priorities we have as a society. There are a couple of things that I would certainly do. First of all, I would give credit to Dublin City Council for having invested the money, about 40 million, in the remaking of the ground surface of the street less than 20 years ago, where the footpaths on each side were doubled in width, and a new central median was created, and new trees planted, and so on. And also the creation of the spire as a I suppose, you know, a lot of people think it's a meaningless monument, and that's probably true, but it is a soaring piece of stainless steel, which sadly now needs to be cleaned. It's only been cleaned once since it was put up in 2003.
It was supposed to be self-cleaning when it was put up. Well, I remember all that stuff. We were told it would be self-cleaning.
Well, Matt, as I said at the time to the late city architect Jim Barrett, when he said, "Sure, it's stainless steel, and it'll clean itself," and I said, "Think about your kitchen sink and how dirty that would get if you didn't clean it every so often. I mean, like on a daily basis." But in the case of the spire, the upper part of it is really, if you look up there, and you know, one of the proposals from the O'Connell Street Revival Society is that the spire should be flooded. But before it can be flooded, it really needs to be clean, because up there it's just brown gunge on the stainless steel, and that needs to be dealt with. Unfortunately, the only way of doing that is by bringing back the crane that built it in the first instance, and that would cost about 50 or 60 grand to rent for the weekend to just clean it. So, you know, but it's something that desperately needs to be done. And the other thing that needs to be done on the west side of the street, and in Upper O'Connell Street, where, you know, it's been all this talk for years about the Carlton site and redeveloping that for retail. And when you consider the kind of uncertain future of retailing in the short to medium term, you know there is the possibility there of creating a great mixed use scheme, which would include not just retail but also some residential, and preserving the sites that are associated with 1916, particularly in the Moore Street area. But more important than any of that, I think, is that the Carlton Cinema, which was one of the great cinemas of Dublin, dating from the early 1930s, that whole building, not just the facade, but the entire building still stands, and that should be restored as probably a venue with a capacity for about 2,000 people and a great grill room overlooking the street as a bit of competition for Grand Canal Theatre.
I need to go to a break, but just make quick suggestions. I mean, is that where the Abbey should be moved to? I mean, we've been talking about how many times we're moving the Abbey.
There's another idea.
And another one, Frank.
That was suggested 20 years ago too.
Okay, and Frank, another one that I know Eamon Ryan, just when he was Communications Minister, was thinking about. I don't know whether he spoke about this too much publicly, but he wanted RTE to sell everything out in Donnybrook and move RTE back into O'Connell Street. Set up all your studios and everything inside there.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know how realistic that is. I think they're pretty well wedded to the Montrose site at this stage.
Eddie Shanahan, a retail and branding consultant who once worked in Arnott's. The closure of Cleary's in 2015, the fact that it's still a couple of years away from reopening as something else. How much of a blow has that been to O'Connell Street, taking the life out of it as a destination?
Well, it certainly took a very important part of the offer out of O'Connell Street. And it was a destination. And of course, destinations bring people into the street. And a big destination like that then feeds other smaller categories and companies, like the coffee shops will have missed Cleary's and so on. Maybe even the taxi drivers will have missed Cleary's. But it is a pity to see it there.
But there are plans now for more new retail, for a hotel, for offices on the site. Will that give the whole street a massive lift?
Well, there are rumours of plans, I suppose, at this stage. But it depends on the mix that comes in, because, of course, retail is going through a very dramatic change at the moment. And not just because online is part of the retail mix, but people are moving away from those ubiquitous high street brands, and many of them have been suffering dramatically over the last couple of years. So it depends on the retail mix that's brought in. And I would like to see the street develop a destination reputation for itself. I mean, if you go to a small city like Vilnius, the heart of it is about social interaction. It's about cafe society. What's O'Connell Street about? What's it famous for? It's famous for terrorising people most of the day. And we can talk about the beautiful buildings and all of that and the retail offer. But if we don't do something to also enforce the law there, we are in serious trouble.
Indeed, listener says, unfortunately, the main problem for O'Connell Street are the social issues. If these were solved, the street would develop. But we were talking during the break, Sinead, about maybe what could actually help enormously. You mentioned the idea if more people lived on O'Connell Street, it would become self-policing. It always struck me that one of the great shames about O'Connell Street is that it's not thousands of people living in apartments above shop floor level, people who could be down working in the IFSC or in the Silicon Docks.
Yes, that is extraordinary that not more people choose it as a place to live. I live in the city centre myself, not on O'Connell Street, but very near to it. And apart from everything else, the amenities, you can walk everywhere. I haven't kept a car since I moved into the city centre 25 years ago. You can walk everywhere, and then it
also... Do you feel safe walking in the city centre, though, particularly at night?
I'm very glad you asked me that, because so many people, 25 years ago and even now, say, oh, do you feel safe walking down O'Connell Street? I don't think it's going to be any less safe if regular people avoid it, regular people going about their business avoid it. So I walk up and down the street, going wherever I need to go at any hour of the day or night. So,
have you ever had problems?
I've never had problems, no, not on O'Connell Street. And I have never particularly seen anything that is an unprovoked attack or anything like that. So I think that there is a bit of a myth that it's unsafe to walk up and down O'Connell Street, because I certainly have been doing it.
OK, and what's the problem? Why aren't there people living on O'Connell Street? Is it just going to be too expensive to retrofit the buildings?
There could be a planning issue, because it could be... I know that when I moved into the city centre a few years ago, there was a removal of some tax incentive for people to live above the shop. It could be something as practical as that, and people might have moved out for that reason. And it could be also the retrofitting aspect as well.
Frank MacDonald, are there opportunities to get more people living in O'Connell Street?
Of course there would be, but it depends on things like, for example, the fire regulations and the implementation of those on in relation to the upper floors of shop buildings. Also, the people who own shop buildings, usually institutions like insurance companies, pension funds and so on, they need to take a more liberal view in relation to how the upper floors of those buildings are used. I mean, at the moment, upper floors on O'Connell Street are generally not occupied for residential. In fact, I think there was, at one stage, about 10 years ago, there was only one person living in the street, and that was above the Happy Ring House, McDowell's jeweller store in Upper O'Connell Street. So, you know, yes, of course, there's plenty of opportunities for residential on upper floors in O'Connell Street, as in many other city centre streets, but they're not availed of at the moment for a variety of reasons, including the planning problem that Sinead mentioned earlier on. But I think really the upper part of the street, the lower part of the street lost a major anchor when Cleary's closed three or four years ago, and that really has, it remains to be seen what happens with that building and with that site. But the upper part of the street definitely needs an anchor. And what I'm suggesting in relation to the Carlton Cinema and reinstating the entire building in Art Deco style would just add an immeasurable draw to the street.
Who'd pay for that, though, Frank?
Which would be way beyond retail.
Who'd pay for that?
Well, the developers could pay for it because it's a paying proposition.
All right, listen, I'm out of time. I've run out of time. There's loads more I could get to, but we are out of time. So thank you very much, Frank MacDonald, Eddie Shanahan, Sinead Connolly, for all being with us here.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.